students, but we never say that they are limited to those six sessions, because sometimes there are cases where, you know, they may need to go a little bit longer. And if that's the case, we will take them a little bit longer until we can outsource them with a partner that we've been able to work with as well. Once that kid is discharged, we just don't let it go. We always follow up with them within a month or so, just to kind of make sure that they are doing well. So we are always following up with them through our family resource managers. So I did mention to you that you know, this started on August 15th, which was the first day of school, but we have at school as well as at home. What we do is we furnish iPads to the schools. So with physical health, they have their own iPad in which the student can interact with our providers. And oftentimes that the nurse is initiating that call. And the mental health, the Hazel Heart, they have their own iPad as well, where initiators have been designated to initiate the calls for the therapy sessions. It is private. We provide them with earphones and privacy screens, in some cases, depending on how the rooms are set up, so that it can be basically one-on-one with the kid and the therapist. And we just ask that the initiator in the room was within an eye shot, just to keep an eye on the kid and make sure that the therapy session is going okay. Again, this is just a little timeline view of basically what the sessions look like. So once once the referral is submitted, in approximately 2 weeks, within 48 hours, that student is, or the parent is being contacted to set up the behavioral assessment, and within a 2 week time frame, that first therapy session is taking place. So you can see that the counseling sessions actually take place anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes, and those are some of the things listed beneath that that are being discussed within the counseling sessions. So I just want to give you a brief overview. Didn't want to go deep into the weeds of it, because I know that we do have a lot of staff within, and didn't really want to bore you with all of the details that you may be already familiar with. But one thing that I'm really excited about is the impact reports. So just kind of a year in review. So this year, I just kind of want to celebrate that we have, within Kauffman, exceeded 500 physical health visits for the year. So I think that deserves a round of applause. Just this last week, we've had 74 physical health visits. So it just kind of really shows the dedication of the initiators and the nurses that, you know, if a student comes into their office that needs care, Hazel is really up on the first thing on their mind. We have two physical health initiators, two nurses that have already exceeded over 100 visits this year. So if you just think about, you know, we're what, November 2nd, 3rd, and school is just really getting through. You know, we have two nurses that have already exceeded 100 visits, and we have one that is about at 80 right now. So they are making it happen. Is there Joanne is not in here?
No, but Delia is.
Delia, yes.
So Delia is
one of our
appreciate it.
We have five schools that have completed over 10 visits. We have a 70% district-wide consent rate, which is absolutely awesome. And big shout out to Nurseries and Monday Elementary, who has 100% consent rate. So Nurseries is like, she's one of maybe two within the country that has 100% rate.
Wow.
So that's
I'm like that bulldog. Mommy, I need that paper.
But how awesome for Kauffman. We are one of two schools in the entire country that is supporting our families and our students for free with Hazelhead. That is amazing. It needs to be shared with everybody. That's amazing.
This kind of gives you a little bit more insight into the data. You know, again, we're at 505 visits. We have 395 unique students with visits. So 97% of the visits are at school, and 3% of the visits are at home. And one thing I just always like to touch on here is we always place a lot of attention on our capabilities to help students at school. But if you think about it, our home is equally as important, because you think about summer, you think about we're approaching the holiday season, and we're in the midst of cold and flu season and stuff right now. So we're in November, so I guess
It's here.
It has arrived. Right. When it comes to, I just think about an experience I had with going to urgent care. It's a pain to get to urgent care. And, you know, just, I don't want to call any names, but, you know, you have to call them, you have to register online, you have to wait for them to call you back before you can even really come in if you don't want to sit into the waiting room. And, you know, it can be a struggle just to get into the urgent care. So if you just think about, you know, parents, letting parents know, listen, you have access to a provider where you can, you know, see a provider in the comfort of your home. They can have prescriptions sent to a local pharmacy. And if there needs to be a warm handoff for our provider to, you know, share information with your personal or your PCP, we are able to do that as well. So just want to make sure that parents are aware that they can benefit from this in their home as well as in school services. Just a little bit more insight to the physical health visits this year. You know, O.P. Norman Junior High, again, is at 108. Kaufman High School, 86. Don't want to go through all of them. Y'all can see that. Don't want to insult your intelligence, but you just kind of see the progress and the dedication that Kaufman has when it comes to physical health visits. And mental health visits. So again, mental health actually just started this year. So, you know, to have 105 completed visits already just from the beginning of this year. And honestly, the data states August 15th, that's when school started. It's actually like August 22nd is when we actually started receiving referrals. So, you know, great testament and applause for those who are working, you know, with submitting referrals to Hazel for their kids here. 28 students who have already completed visits, and, you know, 31% are at home, and 68% visits are taking place within the schools and the halls, walls of Kaufman ISD. A little bit more insight into the referrals. So Norman Junior High has submitted 25, Kaufman High and Monday 13 and 11 respectively. So, you know, and basically all of the schools within the school district have submitted at least one referral. So definitely, again, testament to the dedication of everyone within the school district here of making sure that their students are receiving care. And that is all I have. So appreciate all of you for everything that you continue to do. You are an excellent partner for Excellent. And, you know, does anybody have any questions?
I'd just like to say I think that's phenomenal. We're just starting that August 15th. That's phenomenal. And that shows you right there what a great need this mental health issue, you know, has become within even the last few months.
I'd like to add something on top of that.
Yes, ma'am.
What I'm excited to see. Elementary grade levels.
Yes.
they're already noticing it at that level, you know, those young grade levels, and get them very set.
Yes.
Well, and I can commend Hazel Hart. I'm the school counselor at Helen Edwards, so I'm the kindergarten pre-K campus. And our contact person, Callie, is very responsive.
Yes.
She is great. If there's something that I'm like, I think I'm supposed to be seeing something, and I'm not seeing like where the status of referral is, she's very quick to help us out and get things going. And it's been a comfort for the families who, especially my age, that's been referred to have another professional to talk to and look at what are the best options and to understand what are the best options for the younger ages. And so just, I can commend them as far as it being a good resource, not just for us, but for the parents.
Thank you so much. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And maybe just say a little bit about Walk Across Texas, and then we're going to give the table over to Dr. Shechowski.
Did you say her?
It was close. I just go by Jake.
You just
goes
by Dr. Jake?
Jake is
Jake.
Fine.
Okay. Well, I'm Katie Sotzing, and I'm with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service here in Kaufman County. Been here 20 years. And for the last 5, we've been doing Walk Across Texas with the Kaufman ISD students. Thank you, Coach Pegri. She's been my constant companion through this, and I appreciate her. If I added up all the miles over the last 5 years, we've probably been around the world. But
over 20,000.
Yes. This year so far, we're in week 3. I've got over 2,300 recorded, so thank you for the participation. We've got it going in 2 schools. We've got it at Mundy Elementary and at Nash Elementary, so that's going really well. But this year I got a phone call requesting that we take our relationship with Kaufman ISD one step further and introduce our Healthy School Recognized Campus program. And so Jake is here to talk about that and a grant opportunity that we might have. So I wanted to introduce. And then this is Cynthia Smith. She's my new assistant at our office. So I'm pleased to have her here too. So.
Welcome, Cynthia.
Okay. Yeah, so I just want to talk to you a little bit about a couple of different opportunities that are available through Texas A&M AgriLife Research and Extension Center. As Katie said, we have a lot going on there, and you guys are all, it seems, very dedicated to help of the students in all of your respective schools. So there's kind of 2 pieces to this that I want to go through, and I'll go through kind of the program first and then the study second. I want to be very clear that you can participate in the program without being part of the study. So let me talk about the program and then the study that we're kind of doing to evaluate the program. So again, you can do the program or the study and the program. So as Katie said, the program is called Healthy School Recognized Campus. What it is it's a recognition program to recognize schools who are going above and beyond to promote health of their students, and specifically we're mostly focused on physical activity and nutrition, but also there are a couple mental health programs in there as well if you're interested in those. What we do is we award schools who meet certain requirements a banner recognizing them as a Healthy School Recognized Campus. Are you all familiar with the Blue Ribbon program that gives awards to schools that have excellence in education? We like to think of this as the same type of thing, student health, right? We want to award schools who are doing great in education. We want to recognize them, and we at Texas A&M want to recognize schools that are doing a great job in student health. So if you go to under the About tab and go down to Recognize Schools, you can see that this program is pretty new. But for every school that completes the Healthy School Recognized Campus program requirements, they get a banner that they get to hang up at their school saying that they're recognized as a Healthy School Recognized Campus. And we also do proclamations at local extension.
Why are we at
the district,
commissioners,
the commissioner's court, recognizing you there within the district as well. So you can see here some of our past Healthy School Recognized Campus banners, and then if you go down a little bit further, you can see the schools that were recognized in 2021 and 2022. So again, it's a very new program, and we're wanting to take this and expand it statewide, but we are in the very early stages of really testing out the program and making sure that it works well for schools. Before we expand it on a greater statewide level. To be recognized, there's really three things that a school needs to do. One, they need to implement Walk Across Texas school-wide. So if this is an elementary school, you've already done it with two schools this year. If it's a middle school, you would have to do it with the middle school as well. And then you have to offer one additional program to students and one additional program to parents. And so really we think about the school as being more than just the students. As all of you know, it's a community, right? And so thinking about what programs can we offer to parents and teachers as well. So to be recognized, you have to do that school-wide Walk Across Texas and then offer one other program for students and one for parents. From the programs, if you go up to the programs tab and then click middle school, you can just click on that right there. You don't have to click on the actual... You can see all the different programs that are part of this Healthy School Recognized Campus initiative. So Walk Across Texas is there, and then if you keep going down, there's a lot of different programs to choose from. These programs span a wide variety of things. Some are a single session where you just do one session for physical activity or nutrition. Some are 6-week curricula, and I think we have some up to 12 weeks or even 24 weeks. So it really is meant to be customizable so you can decide on which programs are the best fit for you.
And things are included.
Right, if you look down here at the, right, most of the programs are TEKS aligned. There's a couple that are not, and many of them are also evidence-based on research. So they've gone in, they've been studied, and they show that these programs do improve health behaviors, physical activity, nutrition, and even health outcomes. So. We haven't got it up quite yet, but we're going to put stickers on all of these pictures so you can see at a quick glance what are TEKS aligned and what are evidence-based. But if you click on each individual program right now, you can go in and see which ones are TEKS aligned or which ones are evidence-based.
Could the school offer a program to parents through 4-H, like a food nutrition program,
yes.
And that count as the second part?
Right. So if you go to the parents program tab, you can see all the options. I think there's a parents program tab. Program.
It would actually not go through 4-H. It would go through my area, which is the family and community health. And yes, that's possible. Even if we're not, if we don't
if you
know
click
for the healthy
adult programs.
School campus. Okay. And I'm always available for programs for parents.
Yep.
Okay.
So here's all the different programs that you can choose from for the parents. I know, talking with Katie before we started here, she was saying that cooking well for healthy blood pressure is one that might work well in this school. I think
it's
one of my favorites.
For the junior month, or what, anything around, you know, we are whole school, whole child, whole community, whole family. And that's really the focus Dr. Blaylock wants us taking, is we are a whole community. And bringing back those family events and gathering together and promoting health and fitness and nutrition has done wonders. And we have the research to prove it at our elementary level, especially Mundy Elementary's diabetes type 2 acanthosis has gone down since we started Walk Across Texas 5 years ago. We need to see more of that at the junior and high school level.
Right.
Too many of our teens and families will be living with chronic diabetes and its effects.
And that's exactly why we started this program. We really want to recognize schools that are going above and beyond. We know that health isn't just about health. Students who are healthier learn better. They attend school more often. There's a whole host of benefits that are associated with being healthier beyond just being more active and eating better. And so we really want to recognize schools that are doing a good job with that. We've also tried to make this as adaptable as possible. You can start out with the very minimum walk across Texas, one youth program, one adult program, but you can go above and beyond that. You could do multiple youth programs, multiple adult programs. It really is to work out between you and your extension agent, Katie, who seems like you guys have a great relationship with and have done a lot within that space already. So I just wanted to bring it up as a way to kind of say that you can get recognized for what you're already doing if you take a couple simple steps to kind of go above and beyond that walk across Texas. So that's the first piece of it. I guess I'll stop there for any questions on it. No. All right. So the second piece of it is really we want to evaluate this program to make sure that it's doing what we're hoping we're doing, which is improving student health behaviors, and it's easy for schools to use. So this year we're doing a research study in middle schools where we're looking at the impacts of the Healthy School Recognized Campus Initiative on student health and how easy it is to implement in the school. So for schools that agree to be part of the research study, we provide $3,500 as an incentive because we know that it's going to take extra time, energy, effort to coordinate that. And that we give to the extension agent, so you would talk with her and be used, that $3,500 can be used for whatever you want related to this, the programming for this. We would also ask to come in and measure the health risk factors of 20 middle school students. So for that, we would give them Fitbits to see how active they're being. We do some surveys to look at their nutrition. There's actually a really cool machine where you can just put your finger on it, and it'll tell you how many fruits and vegetables you eat.
He had that in one of our trainings, and some of the agents who thought they ate healthy went and put their finger on.
Wow.
It looks at a marker under the skin that relates to how much fruit and vegetables you eat. So, and then we're also doing things like looking at blood pressure, cholesterol, glucose. So we do a finger stick where we take a couple drops of blood and we measure their things, just like they would in the doctor's office. So that is for 20 students in the middle school. We want to try and get 20 students involved to do that. It is completely optional for students. We would send home consent forms to parents. Parents would have to say, yes, I agree to participate. And then the student would also have to say, yes, I agree to participate. Right. So the students get a choice in it as well. And we know that not every student will participate, and that's okay. You still get the programming as long as we can get about 10 to 15 students to agree to participate in the study. So then you get the money. We also offer the students incentives who participate. So I think right now we're giving out duffel bags and water bottles for all students who agree to participate. And then anyone who's involved with implementing Healthy School Recognized Campus would get a survey too from the teacher or nurse or principal perspective. And that's really to get feedback about the program. We want to know if it's been easy for you or difficult for you because we want to make this as easy as possible for schools to get recognized. And so we really want feedback on how are you working with the extension agent? Has it been easy or has it been difficult? Just so we can make the program better. And so we give all of those people incentive as well, like $25. And then we'll send a short, very, very short survey home to parents and give them $10 if they'll fill that out. That's kind of the evaluation piece of it. Again, you can participate in Public School Recognized Campus without doing the evaluation piece, but we know middle schools are always difficult. It's hard to find time to do programming sometimes, and so we really are trying to figure out the best way to make this work within middle schools and make sure that it's improving student health like we think it is. There's also one kind of last piece of the study is that we have a new curriculum that we want to test out. It's called Strong Teens for Healthy Schools. You can see it up at the top there. What it is a program for students to learn about physical activity and nutrition, but they also do a curriculum to look at their school health environment and try to make a change in their own school health environment. So maybe the students will decide we want healthier snacks in the vending machine, or maybe they'll decide we need more equipment at PE. It really takes them through some leadership development of thinking about what are the resources available to us, how do we go about doing this, and so we really think middle school is kind of that age to start having them think about their own environment and kind of giving them those leadership skills they need to see if they can make a change in their environment. And part of that $3,500 can be used to support that change. With that, we are randomizing schools to receive it, so you may receive it, you may not receive it. You kind of just have to be open to it if you're willing to participate in the study. So we can't guarantee that you'll get it. We can't guarantee that you won't get it. So it's just one of the randomization aspects of this, which I know
the
it's not...
The individual incentive.
The program. Strong Teens for Healthy Schools. It's a new program that we're testing out to see whether we want to include it as part of this package of programs. We're doing this in 8 schools, and so 4 schools will get it and 4 schools won't get it.
Can one of you speak to how would that go? Like, can it go, the monies directly to the PE teachers so they can buy new equipment? How are schools using those monies?
So it's $3,500 to do programming related to this, and that is very broad. There is a little restriction around it because some of it is state funding dollars, and so we can't do things like buy branded materials or things like that. But if you needed food to teach one of the new curriculum, we could do that. If you decided to implement a garden, we could buy materials for that. If there's physical activity that you're doing as part of your classes and you want specific equipment for it, you could buy that as part of it.
And of course that would stay with the school.
Right.
So if we were going to do something with hula hoops, we could spend that money on hula hoops, and then that, in my opinion,
it stays with you.
Right.
Like basketball, soccer, volleyball.
Right. If we're using it to implement the program, buy new, and then it stays with the school.
Right. Yeah. Like I said, there's a little bit of restriction on $2,500 of it, is we can't buy it. Like, if you wanted something with your school logo on it, we probably couldn't buy that with the $2,500. But there's $1,000 unrestricted. And that's just because our money comes from the state, and we have some, as I'm sure you're aware, with state money, there's restrictions about how it can and can't be used.
Mm-hmm. And that would be, that $3,500 is with the study that's at the gym.
Right, so it would go to specifically the middle school in this case.
Right. Okay.
Not to say that once we left you couldn't take the hula hoops to go use in an elementary school, I have no idea, but from my perspective, I need to know it's going to the middle school part of the study, because that's what we got the money to do.
So Kaufman, Jake, just so you know, Kaufman doesn't have a middle school, but it's a junior high, it's the same age group.
Okay, perfect.
We changed
the name on it. Got it. Yeah, we have some schools that have them combined, like the elementary and junior high, or elementary and middle too. So in that case, they're getting
elementary and middle school.
Yeah, and in that case, you could use it for everyone there, right?
So and just recently, to recap, those that didn't get the packet, you do now have a website specific to this program.
Yep, and that's right up here. That's what you've been seeing.
Okay.
It's Texas/4HHSRC.com. So it's on our A&M AgriLife website, as well as if you just Google Healthy School Recognized Campus 4-H, you should be able to find it there.
And if you can't, call me and I'll...
Right, yes. Or my contact information is in all of those folders as well, so we can pass it along, or I can pass it along to you, and you can pass it along to everyone here. So.
We're here to start.
Yes.
I really wanted them to come speak, because we love 4-H in Kaufman, and we love agriculture, we love health, we love nutrition, and... What a way to align, especially to grab in those students with an interest in 4-H at that young age and get them through to high school with that, which is always wonderful with our partnership with A&M. And just once again, if you touch as to why Kaufman ISD came to your mind.
Yeah.
Actually, you and I've worked together for 5+ years, and because we've had so much success with Kaufman ISD, it rolled upstream, and so they came to me. I was like, well, of course. So Kaufman ISD was handpicked to be a part of this. it would have compromised the subchooses because of the successes we've had in the past.
Yeah, we really see this program as a strategy to kind of take the next step in it. So schools that have, we've met with a couple of schools and they really are not at the point where they're ready to start doing something this expansive in their school, but you guys have done Walk Across Texas 5 years in a row now. You have this great school health advisory committee, which I'm going to be honest, I have not seen many school health advisory committees this big or this dedicated. So I think you would be a great school to take this to the next level if you're interested in it. So.
Thank you so much. What an honor. And I personally invited some of our key reps at our junior high level for this presentation. And hopefully we can evaluate the information and get back with you.
Yeah. And I'll hang around a little bit after in case anyone has any additional questions. I'm more than happy to talk through the program logistics and kind of how that rolls out. So I'll definitely stay around for a few minutes.
Thank you so much.
Thank
that
you.
Was, what an honor. Wasn't that conference? Well, thank you again, Hazel Health, for providing our lunch today. Hope you enjoyed that. And then those were Meemaw's famous brownies. Just a quick reminder that Kaufman, once again this year, provided free flu and COVID shots to our employees like we do every year. And we did that in October. Also, that Kaufman ISD continues to participate in the statewide COVID-free testing program for all of our students. Also, our families and students who sign up for Hazel Health at school and home still have access to free strep testing, flu testing, and now urinary testing for certain illnesses or diseases. Hope could not be here, but on behalf of Hope, I'd like to say that Kaufman ISD has partnered with the American Heart Association and the campaign called Go Red. So any of our campus employees that sign up for this, their little daily positive campaign messages are going to be entered into a monthly drawing that's very lucrative. They have wonderful prizes. So check out American Heart Association's Go Red campaign. You should have personally all got emails about it, or you can look it up on their website. Does anybody have any other further questions or concerns before we adjourn for today? Way to go, Kaufman. Thank you so much for being here. Oh, Angela is posting some information. So from the website, we did post about our Walk Across Texas campaign kickoff this year. And then the Kaufman Lions Club is recognizing Kaufman ISD in the kids' clothes closet. So there's just a quick overview, and they received a $520 donation from the Lions Club. And the kids' clothes closet is a reminder, at elementary level, provides a week's worth of free clothing, shoes, pajamas, backpack, personal items, toiletry items, underclothes, at a minimum of once a semester. It can be greater than that if the family is in need. We serve all families that are in crisis at Kaufman. We serve all families that have a financial need. We partner together with the parents and teachers. And then at those higher levels, at junior high and high school, we will individually meet with the families to provide clothing. So we appreciate all businesses
to help and just recognize that Kaufman always is going above and beyond to meet our student needs, no matter what it is. Thank you once again for attending, and we will reconvene in January. Thank you so much.